Hi everybody, how are you? This is JM, Joe Marchesani, welcoming you once again in 2024 to Time Capsule Discoveries. This is not the Time Capsule show. That program is still celebrated on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Train website. But this is a new program that I do, courtesy of Tony Fournier, on the Vocal Group Harmony website. And I'm not the only person on that website. If you are listening to this show, make sure you check Tony's program, Marv Goldberg's Yesterday's Memories program, the late Lou Rollo's Big Beat program, the late George Tompkins Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review, and also G.M. Hooker. Great shows on a great website. The theme of this show is to play songs that, to the best of my knowledge, were not played on the original Time Capsule show back in the 60s and 70s. It could be that those songs were not released until later in the century. Could be flip sides that we missed out on. Songs that we didn't know about. Lots of reasons. But I'm back now, and have been for many years, sharing my love of the music with you. I'm going to kick it off with an unreleased song by one of the great Apollo groups, the Vocal Tones. This was actually recorded for George Goldner after the group left Apollo, and the song was recorded in 1957. The Vocal Tones, Bobby Johnson on lead, Irving Gale, Roland Martinez, Wyndham Porter, and either Bobby Moore or Eddie Quinones. The Vocal Tones, a great up-tempo song, kicking us off here on the TCD 2024. Come dance with me. Boom, boom.
Come on, birdie, baby, come and dance with me. Need your loving, darling, love you, can't you see? Come on, birdie, baby, come on and dance with me.
Boom, 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 wow.
Come on, birdie, baby, come and treat me right. Need your loving, darling, need it every night.
Vocal Tones, unreleased from 1957, recorded for George Goldner. Come Dance With Me, led by Bobby Johnson. This program is dedicated to the last of my two New York friends, George Tompkins and Neil Hirsch. Neil and I were strong acquaintances, and he provided me with all of those party tapes that some of you know I've put on my YouTube site, TCS Guy. But George and I were good friends for decades, and he would take me to the station every time I came back to New York for Christmas. We would correspond lots, and he provided songs for the show and gave me lots of information about records that I didn't know much about. George passed away in the spring, and Neil, I believe, in the summer or fall, both in 2023. So I would like to dedicate this show to both of them. I'm sure they'll enjoy a battle of the groups. We have not done one of those in a long, long time. The song is from 1958, Don't Just Stand There. Came out in the fall of that year. We're going to pit the five chords against the Teen Kings. The five chords are Johnny Jones, the lead, Reuben Martin, Klein Agbe, Barbara Martin Clark, and Evans Clark. And the Teen Kings are Buster Lockman, James Keith, Norman Keith, Jimmy Tyndale, and Bernie Washington. A Battle of the Groups from 1958. Don't Just Stand There.
Don't just stand there. Do something. Kiss me and start a fire. Stand there. Come and hold me.
Which group did you like better? First, we heard from the Five Chords, Johnny Jones, Ruben Martino, Klein Agabe, Barbara Martin Clark, and Evans Clark. And then from Reading, Pennsylvania, the Teen Kings, Buster Lockman, the lead, James Keith, a tenor, Norman Keith, another tenor, Jimmy Tyndale, a baritone, and Bernie Washington, a bass. Don't just stand there, here on Time Capsule Discoveries. I'd like to say hello to Bill Price. Bill and I have had a 20-year correspondence on email. He was a listener to the program back in the Philadelphia years in the early 70s. Hello to Mike Bauer, who keeps us all together with a great list and gives information about people and things from the past. Hi to Tom Hartford, who publicizes the New Jersey parties, to Bob Friedman, who's down south now and formerly of the Sparrows, and for all of you from 1961 on the Vistone label, the Billboards with Around the World.
Been around the whole wide world just to find my pretty little girl, 'cause I'm lonely as could be,
lonely as could be, whoa, because I'm lonely as could be, whoa.
You used to be my heart's desire, you used to set my soul on fire, but now I'm lonely as could be. Hey, pretty baby, wherever you are, don't have to make me look any harder. I told you and I just, I can't live without you. You used to be my heart's desire, you used to set my soul on fire, but now I'm lonely as could be.
The Billboards, up-tempo, here on Time Capsule Discoveries, Around the World, 1961, on the Vistone label. My name is Joe Marchesani. I'll be 81 this year, and I'm hoping to continue to share my love of the music with you. It's hard finding songs that I don't think we played, both on the original Time Capsule show and on Time Capsule Discoveries itself. But there's lots out there, and I always have a lot of fun trying to pick the ones for the show. Maybe I'm getting a little more critical in my old age, but I hope to continue sharing great music with you. One thing about the old groups, they were great live, just as good as they were on record. We're going to go back to something that was released in 1996, but not sure, might have been recorded much earlier. Bobby Lester's Moonglow is on the Star label with The Beating of My Heart. This is live, and it's a cappella, and it's great. Then the Dubs with a 1957 retake with a different ending of Beside My Love. It's a cappella, and I can't remember whether it's live. If it's not live, there are people in the studio that really liked it. So pay attention to the ending. The original song came out in early 1958, but this is a different take, and I think you'll enjoy it. Cleveland Still, James Miller, Tommy Great, Richard Blandon, the great lead, and Billy Carlisle. So we salute the great old groups with live a cappella, the Moonglows, and the Dubs.
The beating of my heart says we'll never ever part. It beats stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, the beating of closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to me. The beating of my heart, I'm laying awake at night, dreaming of stronger, the beating of my heart, the beating of my heart.
I'm laying awake at night, dreaming of a
stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger the beating of my heart. So come closer and closer and closer and closer and closer.
That's where you stand.
Richard Blandon and the Dubs with a different ending to Beside My Love, a cappella, early 1958, backed up by Cleveland Still, the tenor, James Miller, the baritone, Tommy Great, the bass, and Billy Carlisle, the second tenor. Hello to Artie Ader. These are people that I correspond with on an irregular basis. Robert Lenthal, Al Leichter, Tommy Scheidert from the Sheps, Don Seglicki, and Marv Goldberg, who does so much great research that if I'm writing something up for this show or for my YouTube channel, the first thing I do is see what Marv has to say about it. He has done a great service for decades. We're going to go now with Norman Fox and the Rob Roys. This was recorded on the Capitol label in 1950s, but not released until the late 80s. I always liked Norman's lead. This is a mixed racial group. There were many of them, but I just thought his voice was so strong and compelling that I'm not even sure I can name a bad song they've made. It's Norman Fox, of course, the lead, Bob Thirin, the baritone, Bob Trotman, the first tenor, Andre Lilly, the second tenor, and Paul Scholler, the bass. Unreleased till the late 80s, Norman Fox and the Rob Roys with That's Love.
sets the mountains high and keeps the valleys, hey, on the ground when you're in love. You're in a wonderland, your heart is touched by an embrace, and yet your mind can't understand that it's love. And the secrets that you hold will stay beside you.
Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, recorded for Capitol in the 1950s, but not released until the late 80s. That's Love, here on the 2024 version of Time Capsule Discoveries. There's a listener in Cyprus, Chris Marcou, who sends me songs, and I always find things from his groupings that I never heard of. And he sent me really hundreds of songs over the years. And here's one that caught my attention. It's a group on the Brunswick label, group from California called The Accents. And this is from 1959. Thank you, Chris, for sending this to me. And these are The Accents with I Give My Heart to You. Do, do, do. Those are The Accents from 1959 on the Brunswick label, California group, I Give My Heart to You. Thank you to Chris Marcou for providing that. There was a time in Jamaica and in the islands that vocal group harmony became important. And we've played some things. Island doo-wop is what they're called. Here's one we have not played. It's on the Blue Beat label, came out in the early 60s, maybe around 1964. The Magic Notes with Rosabelle. With the Magic Notes on the Blue Beat label from the early 1960s, Jamaica Island doo-wop, Rosabelle. There are many great shows on the net. I mean, I come here once a year and try to share my love of the music with you and reconnect to you, like Tom and I started in the early 1960s. But there are people on the net who have been on for decades, 40, 50, more than 50 years. And I would urge you to support those shows. I listen occasionally, and I enjoy what I hear. I'm talking about people like Steve Percy with his Time Machine, The Dungeon Serenade with Tony O, Squire's Night Train Memories, Jim Bacay in his Sound of the City. Jim sings also. Jim Santa Barbara with the Wax Museum and the Doo-Wop Cafe, now with Doc Phil. One of the shows, though, that I became more personally connected to is Johnny G's Vinyl Treasures. Johnny was a good friend of the late George Tompkins, and he would give me information about George. Johnny would visit the house, and we started an email correspondence, and I started listening to Johnny's shows. He has three of them, and I'm saying to myself, wow, this is just like the Time Capsule show. Not saying that the other shows I mentioned don't do this kind of thing, but Johnny reminded me of Tom when he gives dates and releases and label owners and lead singers and all kinds of info about the songs he plays. So I would certainly encourage you to support all the shows. But if you've never heard John Galindo with the Vinyl Treasure Show, make sure you check that out. Okay, we're going to conclude part one of the 2024 TCD with the Belltones. This is a song that I remember, I think, by the Bees. I'm not sure whether the Bees song was released or not, but this is the Belltones. They started off as the Orchids on the Savoy label. Then they became the Gentlemen on Apollo, and they were from New Jersey, we believe, because the label, the Gel label, was a Newark label. This is from 1962 on Gel. Ronnie Baker is the lead, Larry Bogar the second tenor, Cliff Dale the first tenor, Lucius Harris the bass, and Lonnie Johnson the baritone. The Belltones conclude part one of the 2024 TCD with I Want to Be Loved.
I wanna be loved, but by only you. I shouldn't be so crazy about you. My dreams are magnifying, but they don't ever come true.
Do-wop, do-do, do-wop, do-do.
Ronnie Baker leading the Belltones on the Gel label, 1962, I Want to Be Loved. You may be wondering where I get all this music from. I don't have it myself. I don't collect anymore. There is a great listserv run by Angelo Pompeo with many items provided by Frank Ciccarale. Also a similar thing from Chris Mahoney that I've just started getting into, and Chris has some great stuff also. On YouTube, through Facebook, I actually get songs from Orlando Nicola, from somebody called For Jukebox Saturday Night, and others. And I get the information for the show from websites and from newsletters. Charlie and Pam Horner have a great newsletter. So does the New England Doo-Wop Society, and Doo-Wop Ramblings, and many others. So this is where I get the music. So I'm grateful to all these people. If they didn't do what they do, I would not have material for the show. Well, that's the end of part one of the program. Hopefully you'll stick around either soon or in the future to hear part two as Joe Marchesani continues his time capsule discoveries in 2024.
Mm-hmm.